Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Fixed mindset expects instant results. It tells us that if we aren't immediately good at something, it's because we lack the talent or capacity. It tells us to give up without really trying. A fixed mindset feeds the inner gremlins of not good enough anytime we make a mistake or things don't turn out perfectly. But we have to be willing to be bad at things if we ever want to get good at them. And that takes courage and effort. It means cultivating the willingness to bear the discomfort and occasional indignity of being a noob, being a learner, not being the best. But it's such a beautiful and kind and generous way to hold ourselves.
Welcome to Settling is Bullshit, a sweary podcast about claiming your joy. If you are craving healthier boundaries, a greater sense of purpose, or an increased capacity to feel at ease in your own skin, then you are in the right place, my friend. I'm your host, Kate Blauk, joy activist and life coach to smart and sensitive humans. I'm here to offer you practical tools and playful encouragement to step forward and be your most awesome self. My hope is that each episode will leave you feeling a bit more empowered to make brave choices and claim your joy.
Hello, my friend. Oh my gosh, this is episode number 50. I mean, technically, this is like episode number 70-something, but like in terms of what I have been giving numbers to and officially calling episodes, we have reached episode number 50, and that just makes my heart really fucking happy. This podcast started as a blog in 2022, and like I set out saying I'm going to write 6 posts over 6 weeks and see what happens. And we're 2.5 years later, almost 3, and like fucking I've got 50 recorded episodes up and live and ready for you to listen. And that just is so fucking cool and really ties into like the topic for today's episode. I thought a lot about like what I wanted to talk about since, you know, round numbers are important. And a while ago, I had drafted this post about fixed mindset, and this just seemed like a nice time to finally bring it out and offer it to you. So this is a hybrid episode. I'm going to talk a little bit. I'm going to read the post that I wrote, and then I'll probably talk about it a little bit more, especially because like I've got some big life changes coming up that are pretty exciting and that I think I'm going to wait until after I read this to you to talk about. So look at that. You got to listen if you want the skinny, want the deets. But this also pairs nicely with last week's episode about embracing imperfection and the nonlinear path, that fixed mindset and perfectionism are best buds. And I've talked about it a lot on the podcast and in the blog. And now I'm finally going to like walk through like what I actually mean when I talk about fixed mindset. So if you aren't already familiar, hooray, here we go. And if you are, you know, we all need repetition and reminders. And so hopefully this will give you a nice little nudge to like examine the stories that you might be telling yourself about what you can and can't do. So here is the post, The Insidious Grip of a Fixed Mindset. Do you have a dream, my friend? A little idea in the back of your soul that yearns to be made real? Do you want to write a book or start a nonprofit or create something beautiful in the world? And have you been telling yourself that your dream is possible or that it's quote-unquote just a dream? So many of us spend so much of our lives keeping our dreams locked up because we don't believe we're capable of making them a reality. That mean inner critical voice tells us that that's the kind of thing that happens to other people, but not for us. Or that it's something other people are good at, but that we, for whatever reason, couldn't possibly make happen. What we tell ourselves we are capable of matters. It determines whether we ever even try to make changes, or to learn something new, or to take a step toward that big, beautiful dream. The stories we repeat to ourselves about what we can and can't do will absolutely dictate our behavior. Except way too often we tell ourselves shitty stories. We tell ourselves we aren't capable. We forget that those ideas about what we can and can't do are just a bunch of stories that we made up at some point to keep ourselves safe, and usually pretty small. Any of these sound familiar? I can't cook. I can't dance. I can't sing. I can't draw. I can't run. I can't lift weights. I can't do yoga. I can't do math. I can't be in charge. I can't speak in front of people. I can't make big decisions. I can't switch careers. I can't leave, move, change, etc., etc., etc. Y'all, most of those can'ts are a steaming load of bullshit born of a fixed mindset. And they are holding us back in so many insidious ways. Note, there are a lot of ways in which physical, environmental, social, and economic limitations pose very real obstacles to our forward momentum. This is not meant as a shaming, blaming, or toxically positive rant about mind over matter. Rather, it's a call to take a deeper look at whether what we're running up against is a genuine limitation or a shitty story that we're telling ourselves. Growth versus fixed mindset. If you haven't seen Carol Dweck's TED Talk about mindset, let alone read the book, it's an excellent way to spend 10 minutes. She'll also do a better job of presenting her own research if you need a bit more evidence for this idea. But the gist is that believing we can improve is how we improve. Dweck calls this a growth mindset, adopting the attitude that with enough time and effort, we can learn to do the thing. It might be hard, it probably will be hard, but that hard doesn't mean impossible. A fixed mindset, in contrast, is the false notion that some people have innate talent and others do not. It's the perspective that we either can or can't do a thing because of our inherent makeup. If we're walking around the world believing that some people have innate talents for drawing, singing, sports balling, or whatever, and that we do not possess those innate talents, then we hold ourselves back from even trying. Those people have the talent and we don't, so why bother? This attitude, by and large, is bullshit. It keeps us small and frustrated. It's one of the many ways perfectionism keeps us on the hook and shuts us down from learning. We are capable. We just might not be willing. An important thing to keep in mind is that growth versus fixed mindset has to do with where we believe capacity comes from. I told myself for decades that I couldn't draw. Other people were good at drawing, but not me. I would look at friends whose doodles were way beyond anything I could even imagine being able to draw, and I just resigned myself to never having that ability. That's a fixed mindset. Then I came across Dweck's work and picked up a copy of the book Drawing on the Right Side of the Brain by Betty Edwards. And after a handful of exercises in that book, it became crystal clear to me that I can actually draw. I just haven't been willing to put in the time and effort to get good at it because I get bored and impatient with slow progress. So that's on me, not my innate lack of capacity. Admittedly, my ADHD is a factor here, which does make it extra hard for me to do things that require patience and diligence. However, I recently discovered that when I'm actually excited about the thing I'm trying to draw, i.e. cute animals, I can access a lot more patience than I realized. Huzzah! I now deeply recognize that I do have the capacity to learn to draw, even if ADHD is an additional hurdle sometimes. We are all capable of truly remarkable things if we're willing to put in the effort. At a basic level, living from a growth mindset means embracing the idea that we can do almost anything we set our minds to. And honestly, I mostly believe this to be true. The caveat is just that it's going to be super hard and frustrating and take a lot longer than we want it to. And that's an important caveat. Fixed mindset expects instant results. It tells us that if we aren't immediately good at something, it's because we lack the talent or capacity. It tells us to give up without really trying. A fixed mindset feeds the inner gremlins of not good enough anytime we make a mistake or things don't turn out perfectly. But we have to be willing to be bad at things if we ever want to get good at them. And that takes courage and effort. It means cultivating the willingness to bear the discomfort and occasional indignity of being a noob, being a learner, not being the best. But it's such a beautiful and kind and generous way to hold ourselves. Growth means focusing on progress over outcome. Again, there are a lot of external factors that make it extra hard to achieve critical commercial success at the stuff we're working on. And if the thing we're trying to accomplish is tied to a specific outcome rather than a skill set or process, then we're often likely to be disappointed. If I arbitrarily decide that being good at drawing means having my sketches on the wall of a museum, I am setting myself up for a world of hurt. If, however, I set the bar as something I can measure for myself, such as being able to look at something and draw a reasonable likeness, then I'm both a lot more likely to try and to eventually succeed. Similarly, if we decide that being good at something means winning a prize, getting however many followers on social, or earning six figures a year, that layers on a lot of pressure. This is where goals can undermine us if we focus on them too closely. Yes, aspiring to be a professional sports ball player is an admirable goal. And some people do achieve it. Same with writing best-selling books, starring in blockbuster films or Broadway hits, becoming an astronaut or a world-famous artist. But the odds are slim, and a fixed mindset will try to convince us that if we don't achieve those goals, we have failed. But working on getting really good at sports ball, writing, acting, sciencing, or creating art, focusing our efforts on getting just a little bit better every day, will leave us a lot more inspired and fulfilled than hanging our sense of self-worth on specific outcomes. Growth mindset means trial and trial again. I've recently decided that I don't like the phrase trial and error because it implies that in trying something and not getting it right the first time, we've somehow made a mistake. That's fixed mindset in action, y'all. Rather, I like the idea of trial and awareness. What did we learn from that trial? What are we aware of now that we weren't aware of before? What will we do differently next time? Practicing growth mindset means trying things and then trying them again and again and again until we get to a place of satisfaction. Note, I did not say until we get it right or perfect, because the beautiful thing about being an adult with agency and choice is that we actually get to decide when we are good enough at something. We can decide when we've made something that's good enough or even awesome. Practicing growth mindset also means fighting against the impulse to give up when something doesn't turn out as we'd hoped. The first time I ran a giveaway promotion on the podcast and Instagram, one person participated, and it was a dear friend. The offer felt vulnerable to put out there in the first place because I was trying something new and asking for support, and I didn't get the results I wanted. Fixed mindset tried to tell me that it was a failure and I shouldn't try again. It whispered at me that not getting a massive response was because I don't have what it takes to get people to participate, that some people have what it takes, but not me. Historically, I would have let that bullshit win. But adopting an attitude of trial and awareness, of growth mindset, let me approach the experience with curiosity instead. Was the prize something my audience actually wanted? Were the instructions clear and easy to follow? Did I need to give it more time for people to respond/participate? What do I want to do differently next time to see if I get a different result? All of those growth-oriented questions feel empowering. They offer me the opportunity to look at what happened through the lens of inquiry rather than critique. How liberating would it be if we could look at all the things in our life that didn't work out the way we wanted as an opportunity to try something different? Wouldn't that be so much better than finding nothing but evidence of failure or not enoughness or getting things wrong? That's the kind of liberation I want for me, and I definitely want for you. So here's my blessing for both of us. The next time we try something, let's give ourselves a fucking break and treat it as an opportunity to grow. The point isn't to nail it on the first try. It's to learn or notice something new with every repetition. Oh man, this is so timely. I'm so delighted to be sharing this with you right now and to have just gotten to read it to myself aloud again because I am about to go back to school, y'all. And specifically, I'm going to be taking some art classes. And so this like analogy, story, whatever, parable about drawing is very relevant and has been very up for me in the last couple of weeks as I've been making decisions in the background and thinking about long-term planning. And I'm just like putting this out into the world. If you're listening, put some good juju on this. But I'm hoping to get into a master's program in art therapy. All of the conversations that I've been having on this podcast over the last 2 years, therapists and about trauma, have finally made it clear to me that I actually really want to be supporting people in healing their trauma. And that's not really the purview of a coach. So I'm going to be heading back to school. I'm still going to be coaching. I am still going to be doing this podcast, but we're going to see how often it is feasible for me to do it. And I'm going to be in a big old place of growth mindset, of learning new things, being in the situation of being a noob. And I'm pretty excited about it. And reading this back to you, I was also struck by how something that's been going on for me in the last couple of months is I've been watching Mythbusters. I've been like working my way through like a decade of Mythbusters because the episodes are funny and interesting and nothing particularly terrible happens. And that is the palate cleanser that my brain has needed given the state of the world. And it's been bringing me a lot of joy. And it's also been really reinforcing this idea of trial and trial again, that the show is testing ideas. It's trying to figure out how to make things work, whether they work or not, and just continuing to try until they figure something out. And that is just such a lovely example of growth mindset, of the scientific method, of really understanding that you're not going to get it perfectly the first time. And that's been a just lovely reinforcing practice for this little recovering perfectionist and as someone who has historically really struggled with a fixed mindset. So just putting in a plug, if you need some easy watching and you forgot that that was an option, there you go. And also, in terms of the putting things out there and just trying, I have put together a Patreon. It's a monthly membership donation contribution to help me keep this podcast going, to offer your support. There's some cute little prizes if you donate at certain amounts. The lowest amount is $5 a month. That's like $1.25 an episode. And it would really mean a lot to me if you considered signing up. And as always, if you want to work on your own fixed mindset, your own sort of perfectionism, if you resonated with anything here in this episode, you can also visit my website and either book a free chemistry call or a sample coaching session, because I would love to work with you on this stuff. I'm deeply familiar with it and really love getting to work with people on believing that you are capable of achieving the shit that you want for yourself, because you are. I believe in you. And my whole work in the world is really around helping you believe that and then like take action in that direction. So my invitation for this episode is to like try something new. Tap into that little like whisper in your soul of the thing that you want for yourself that you've been telling yourself you can't have. And just like maybe do a little journaling, maybe draw a little picture about it. I don't know. Maybe have a conversation with somebody you love and let them know, like, hey, this is actually something that I dream about. And just see what unfolds. Because the universe is pretty magical, and we are really genuinely capable of more than we give ourselves credit for. So remember, you're fucking awesome, and I believe in you.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please help me grow the podcast by subscribing, leaving a review, and sharing it with anyone you think would benefit from hearing it too. Your support means the world to me. If you'd like to get updates about new episodes, posts, and offerings, please visit settlingisbullshit.com to subscribe to my newsletter. You can also find information there about working with me one-on-one to build your most amazing life. Until next time, remember that I believe in you and that you are fucking awesome.